sure that
yeah.
everyone knows what to do. So there will be kind of five sections, but with no pauses between them, just to remember what to do in each one. Okay, the first one is just an intro of the single metronomes, so I will signal each one to let him know that he has to fade in or fade out. Yeah?
Just fade in with one metronome.
One, two, three, four, two, 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 everyone.
But always with one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
only
nice.
One, but different combinations.
Patterns, yeah.
Yeah. Just like the patterns in the presets, but manually. Yeah.
Okay.
And slow.
So
strips, just
strips,
to show.
Strips, strips, and two all together. Once we finish with everyone on the screen, then we will be on face. No clock. Clock.
With the clock. B button.
No, just
not
because
not
of the default
because
presence.
They'll all be in the
yeah?
same face.
Then one can.
But
re-trigger.
If something goes wrong, you have to press
yeah.
B.
Yeah. Yeah. Then one can retrigger the face to get this kind of face rhythm. And
so
we can gradually get out of face, okay, with all
okay.
the four. And when we are out of face, I will ask you to get on face together again. So
playing
we have
B.
to practice that.
Okay, so section one phase, section two phase.
Yeah, section two is phases. Yeah? We can do this twice or three times. No, no.
Okay.
And at the third time, we should trigger the face and stop the engine, okay? Clack! Yeah. Okay.
Just holding.
Stop
everything. I forgot.
Yeah.
Stop everything.
Okay.
By
yeah.
holding, you stop.
And then
now we'll do it slowly. Yeah.
Yeah. And section three should be the zoom out. Okay. So there is one.
That's
one,
home.
Yeah. And then
yeah.
we can go to 4x4, four
okay.
by four, four by four, 4x4, and one should keep in 1x1 to make it kind of solo, crazy solo. Okay.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. we'll have 4x4 and one. Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll keep. Keep with no sound, okay? And this is soloist doing some kind of accelerando and like, and then I will ask you to trigger a single hit, okay? Yeah?
Which will mean leave
everybody
the
at four does a single hit and the soloist also.
Yeah, the solo is waiting.
But the solo will have to slow down the frequency to do a single hit.
No, I think the solo could just
yeah.
alternate between the mass and the solo.
Okay. Oh,
so
okay. Oh, so everybody clap. Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
No, and then it's a bit obscene. Then we could gradually fade out, no, to show more and more and more, but just a single hit. No?
You'll not fade out, but
zoom out. Zoom out. Sorry. And then when we have all the metronomes showed, the soloist could start to fade out, but with a random pattern, okay?
Yeah.
So he's putting randomness on the wall mess of rhythmic metronomes. No?
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
the only thing I say it again, we have to be careful because in the beginning all the metronomes are in phase,
yeah.
so you can da-da-da. But before of doing the complete zoom out, you have to enable the random preset.
Why?
Because if not, it will be.
Yeah, that's
no, that's what
he
wants.
Like
yeah.
that.
You want to use it at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's
okay.
it's a contrast
yeah.
between.
Yeah, absolute phase and absolute count.
Yeah.
I think it's
yeah, nice, fun. Okay.
But then we could.
That's the to be sure that. Okay.
Yeah, but just single hit, not much. Just single hit explosion, no? And then the soloist can sort of transfer the that chaotic pattern to all of us, no? So I will ask you to change to preset one, no?
Okay,
from rhythm
to chaos.
Then
slowly.
When we are.
One,
when we are on a very, very chaotic.
Would it be better to go back to single metronome and then come back with random patterns instead of, magically all the metronomes? I don't know. I think maybe going back to a single one and then tuck, because you already start hearing the difference actually, is because it's the changes, because all the metronomes are contributing always. And then you zoom out, because if you do just, they start random. Instead, if you just start, I think it's better to go back
to
the one.
Yeah, but
and then zoom in out again when we turn.
You will be the leader of the randomness. So you have a single metronome which is playing random.
Randomness.
And you will zoom out
okay,
with
perfect.
A random pattern already. So
okay.
There will be a quarter of the screen with a random pattern, and then
so
we can just copy the randomness.
You'll hear the chaos already.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. I think it's perfect.
Then once we reach that randomness, we could just play a bit with a bit more contrast and start changing the presets. But I think that should be quite fast, not to spend a lot of time because there are.
No, I mean on the presets, the best
presets.
One is linear one, and we can
yeah.
stay there for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should be quite a while with. Preset two, which
okay.
is the most interesting, and then I think you should just be free to do whatever you want to do, but just
I think it's
changing at the same time all the presets.
Maybe
we
can
not at all.
Switch presets.
Yeah, I think, so.
I think staying to close presets, so you know there are three, so vertical and horizontal and a mix of two,
yeah.
And these are for other three times. So I think if we can stay in the same zone, and then it would be nice if we can play like only a group change the preset, so you say present, so you create on contrast, on vertical. And it's simple because it's just left, right, so you just have to watch, okay, change the
so
preset.
So what kind of
because if
you start
seconds? Random change preset, oh, they say, oh, they're good, but if we can create some contrast...
But which sequence of presets? So
no, I mean just not randomly picking a preset, but staying more or less on the same.
Yeah,
so we create even with different levels of zoom.
Now
so this is what maybe what
the
director,
so we know
because
plan, but you'll see
I think
slowly.
It would be nice just to show you what preset
it's
to play with, you know, and you are free to do whatever you want with zoom, frequency, and all that.
Yeah.
Podria ser seqüencial, saps? Anar passant els presets, un passa el preset, l'altre passa el preset.
Uf, és complicat d'assenyalar dos, tres.
No,
amb les
dues guapes. Tranquil·lament.
Per això, de aquests
esquerres...
Que no canviï tothom a la vegada. I would try first all together, and if we feel confident, we could be more free with preset changes.
And then what about overdrive?
Yeah, then when we reach, I think, the preset 8, which is a combination of all the presets, all the linear presets, we could go play with extreme frequencies and get sort of overdrive.
Actually, consider that the best effect of overdrive, you obtain it with 1, random, 2, linear, and 3, the radar and the water.
Yeah,
because the others have a lot of metronomes in phase, and so it's much more poor.
Then we can,
sound.
After the preset 8, we could just come back to the preset 2 for that overdrive effect. But it will take some time to...
No. Actually, I say it is, because if we are going to do audio rate and you do it with the 2-2-2, it will be not very good. Because the timbre will be like... If you do it with a linear, it will be... You know? And
preset 2
the timbre.
So
just keep in mind that the
I
most
like
complex and organic
right.
preset is, that will be the same for the sound.
With all those
and
also
when you do the tidal room, I mean, if you want a very sharp sound, use a simple geometric preset.
That's
if you want a more organic sound, use
preset
a random
one,
or...
One and two.
Preset 2. Okay.
Two
is the linear
one. Yeah, also like when we reach preset 8. When we reach preset 8, we should come back to preset 2. To play with that massive overdrive, and then we should fall together. But
that's
something we should manage to do.
And I also think this before starting, everyone, there should be a moment where maybe the two on the bottom just turn off the volume, and only the first two start with maybe the presets.
That's fine.
As like because it's a separation. If not, they just stay like a.
No, actually, yeah.
I mean, there's
some quiet moments.
I think
it's
important, it's not just crazy,
but
we have a global control on it, so we can even change
that's
the altitude.
Only for two, maybe.
Yeah. Because if we can use this kind of simple divisions, you get less chaotic and
it's
more enjoyable.
So when once we fall, okay? So we will have this kind of effect. And
we
you
fall
can play for
with
what
preset?
Fall with preset 2, okay?
And we
so
came from preset 8.
8, yeah. And then we fall and we do this kind of filtering effect, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then we should change
we
when
come,
we are...
we fall all together?
I think we should fall together
me
once
too.
And
there's
then we can play a bit with it.
Yeah, we have to play and actually you see there are different sounds that can come out like... And I think each one of us should just pick one of the sounds that he likes. And then when we say everyone down, we just go... And then when you say stop, everyone should stop, so they metronome say whoa.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing to practice, I think.
You know, I would just do it once, all together.
All together, and stay there some time, you know? So always holding
so
you can come back and whoa.
Like, one, do it
let's,
once,
let's practice
all together.
For
yeah,
like, not 1 minute, but nearly, because you can control, you know, the
feel.
I mean, it's not how they fall and then they will not, because the falling is not just an animation, but it's also
creates
the sound.
I think we should fall together.
Like 10 or 15 seconds. Well, now, we'll see it now.
Yeah, we'll see the effect, because we don't know. And after that, there are just those.
The effect is...
Then we recover, okay? Then we recover with preset 2, and we should change to those cool radars. Okay.
Yeah.
That's 8, 9, 10, 9.
Preset 9.
Okay.
And we could do that.
You should draw it on your diagram.
Yeah, have it.
Okay.
We have this end of party effect with freezing radars and explosions on the other high on the other side. So we could do 2 and 2.
So explosions. If you want to sound, you remember to press 2.
Yeah.
Two is
2 for explosions. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we can freeze on one side, the radars freeze on the other side, and nothing freeze and just explosions, and preset 10 at the end.
Preset
10 is not the best for the explosion.
One is not at the maximum, and this is
And then we can change to preset 10, which is the last one with those kind of explosions. So it
Okay.
very well. Just like a fireworks, okay? And then just zoom in to record the single metronomes and play with these buzzing sounds. And just
for the buzzing sound, remember two.
Two,
because if you don't press two, it'll be
I have the two here. I will remind people to press two, and then the fastest will end.
Jo faria un,
I think, I think you should maybe, let's try now, maybe.
Let's try, maybe you can be the
No, you
fly,
should.
And the other ones.
No, the fly, I think, Oriol, because you practiced.
Oriol, is the first one, you're right. Okay.
La solamente lo que es diferente de este ya es que tienes que poner el dos, así que se hace.
Es una putada, porque, bueno, es igual.
Si no, tienes que usar dos manos.
No, si no, sí.
No hay manera, sí. No, más pero es malo. El problema es, bueno, sí que lo tienes seguro aquí.
Okay. So, everything.
Okay, and okay. The only last thing. No.
Nothing.
This is important. Let's remember, I think this one, there are the presets. Not just, look, the word presets, but also playing with the zoom. So, intermediate or single metronome, again.
Yeah, just reminding people.
Because it's not, I mean, its metronome is still there as an individual one.
I would play more with zoom first.
I mean,
later with frequencies.
Yeah, I think it's important to play with both with zoom and amplitude. When, in example, you find a nice sound.
Una cosa, yo cuando hago esto.
These are the suggestions.
When
not
I'm doing
to make it better.
Yeah, listen to me one second. When I'm doing this, if you want me to do the fly thing, when I press the button, it stops.
No, you have to be over the maximum.
I'm over, but then I press it. It falls like so fast. It doesn't go like.
No, but that's what it does.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it goes instantly and it comes back up slowly.
But then
the question is, if you press this when it's red, it's just no, doesn't froze, but do the and while you keep it, if you move it, it's if you leave it, but you still hold this. So while you hold this, you have the.
If I hold it, it doesn't go fast. The effect doesn't work.
Oh, so maybe. Okay, let's try and if it doesn't work, don't
so
do it.
So I think the first part will be much more conducted and the other ones, I'm just showing you the process.
Okay.
You're free to do whatever you want, but just follow the changes. Yeah?
Let me